Recording 3, Health and Fitness. Speaker A, Gary. At the moment, what stresses me out the most is definitely school. I don't want to let my parents down by failing the final exams, so I spend most of my time studying. I stay up late at night trying to complete all the tasks. I can't remember the last time I had a good night's sleep. As a result, I hate getting up in the morning, and I am often late for school. It seems to me that the more I learn, the less I know. After passing the exams, I will spend all my free time outdoors in nature to get rid of the stress. Speaker B, Emma.
I had always been a straight A student until I moved to a new school. Here, I find it hard to cope with overly competitive classmates. I don't want to fall below their standards, which puts me under a huge amount of stress. As a result, I question myself and I often feel that I don't measure up to their level of accomplishment. I realize that I spend a lot of time stuck in a cycle of concentrating on my performance and I wonder why everyone just wants to seem smarter and better than they are. What I want now is to concentrate on my goal to succeed in my studies and not worry about failing.
Speaker C, Gil. I needed to learn to prioritise. In the past, I used to do many things at once, from doing schoolwork, participating in extracurriculars, being busy with various hobbies, having a part-time job, to spending time with my friends. I had difficulties keeping up, which resulted in anxiety and stress. I figured out that the most efficient way for how to deal with stress is to focus all my attention on the most important thing and leave the rest for later. At the moment, it's time I put into my relationship with my girlfriend first. Because of my busy life, there hasn't been time to have a good heart-to-heart talk and sort out problems. I hope it's not too late to save our relationship. Speaker D, Erin.
I'm an introvert. I've never been a chatty, social, quick-to-speak-up type of a person. I feel under pressure every time I have to speak in front of the class. In the lesson, I'm stressed out about whether I will be called upon to answer a question posed by the teacher. Since I'm more creative when working alone, I prefer not to work in pairs or groups. For me, spending time alone is refreshing and relaxing.
Speaker E, Greg. I come from a multi-child family. Sharing has always been a natural part of our life. When we were children, clothes and toys were bought for the older ones and handed down to the younger children. Now that I'm older, I have made a decision to take responsibility for my own life. I work multiple jobs to support my studies and help out my aging parents as well. Sometimes I feel I have taken on more than I can handle. Lately, I tend to overeat, and I started smoking to reduce the stress. I also get frequent headaches. I feel dizzy and exhausted, and my friends started to complain about my mood swings. I understand that these are warning signs my body sends and I should pay close attention to them. I'm the only one responsible for how much stress I put on myself. That's why I decided to eat a sensible diet, get plenty of rest, and enjoy the valuable time spent with my 8 siblings.